Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are so excited today to bring you another one of our Hallstar interviews. This is a very exciting one. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Anne is here.
Hi, everybody.
Yay. And we have everybody in our group chat was like so excited when they heard we were having Wes Brown on the podcast. So Wes, thank you so much for coming on.
When's he going to show up? That's amazing.
Yes. I mean, this is...
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. Always, always, always.
Yeah. So what we like to do is we like to ask our guests to introduce yourself and to tell us what inspired you to become an actor.
Man, diving right into it, aren't we?
Yeah, we start heavy.
My name is Wes Brown. And what inspired me to become an actor? Well, let's see. I can give you the shortest version of a long story. I think it was in college. You know, I did not grow up wanting to do this in elementary school or even high school. I took a couple of thespian classes in high school, but excuse me, thespian club classes in high school, but that was about it. And then in college, I started playing a band, and I was just really enjoying, you know, not that we were making a ton of money, but we did okay from here to there, you know, gig to gig. It was better than nothing. And I just was loving earning a little bit of money, doing something I really enjoyed. And I was taking a lot of elective courses at Louisiana State, where I went to school, and theater started to be one of them. And I just really got attached to it. And I kind of popped around the New Orleans area, Houston, and did some print gigs, a couple local commercials here and there. And I just really enjoyed it. And I had a conversation with my parents and let them know that it was something I wanted to take seriously and pursue. And they gave me their blessing. And between my junior and senior year of college, I was on a scholarship at college, so I couldn't miss the semester. So I took the summer off, moved to Los Angeles to see if I would even like it. I got a manager who I'm actually still with today. And that was back in 2004. Yeah, 2004. Still with my manager today. Got an agent. Came back, finished school, and she ended up sending me my very first audition with her ever was with the Disney movie Glory Road that was shooting in New Orleans. Auditioned for it, got the part, and convinced my band to move to LA selfishly. so I could do everything all at once. The band ended up breaking up, and this worked out, fortunately, because not that I'm even good at this, but I'm really not good at anything else. So.
Oh, stop.
So we have to ask, what was the name of your band?
Oh, yeah.
It had a couple name changes, and I was in a few bands. I was in a kind of like a bluesy, kind of like a... We called the Back Porch. It was kind of like a little bit of everything. But yeah, like a little bluesy, top 40s, rock, stuff like that. It was just covers. We played a lot of fraternity parties, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then the one that did okay was, it was called Anomaly. And then after I dropped out and a couple other members, they changed their name to Battle Alaska. And after that, it was done. As most bands tend to meet their demise.
But did it help you in college to meet the girls? You're in a cool band.
I think it did. Yeah. It didn't hurt. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. So were you? What was your role in your first? You said Glory Road was your first role. Were you on the basketball team, or what were you?
Yeah, I actually, you know? That was actually still to date one of the most fun times I've ever had. Because we got to shoot basically in my backyard. I got to play Pat Riley, who was you know, the legendary Miami Heat coach, New York Knicks. Yeah. I think he's the GM for Miami now. But I'd say there's another cool part of that is that was the color barrier game for NCAA basketball. The first time it was an all white team versus an all African American team. But the biggest part about that story for me was this was in 1966. And ironically, my dad played college basketball in 1966. And he remembered this game and this story like the back of his hand. He could name all the players. So it was actually a really, it was really neat to be a part of that, to have him. He's unfortunately since, he's since passed, but it was a neat thing for he and I to get to share, because mm-hmm. he actually got to come and watch a lot of the filming.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, that's a pretty decent role for your first role.
Yeah, no, it was great. My the lines I had got cut out, but look, that's besides the point.
Right. Yeah.
They left all the basketball stuff in, so that was good.
Yeah, I mean, most people's first roles are like person in back of room.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've probably had those too, but no, we started out with a good one. It was really nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good. So your first work for Hallmark was the Love Comes Softly prequels, I believe.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And that was right at the heels of my character coming to an ending on True Blood. So to go to True Blood from Hallmark was quite the jump.
Yeah. That's interesting. How did you even hear about, how did you end up with at Hallmark?
It honestly started off as just a regular audition, and I actually remember it really well. It was for a 2-picture deal, which was paying scale, which was all I knew of at the time, and you had to agree to both movies. And the way it was laid out was it was a total Western, so I just thought we were going to shoot a cowboy movie, which it pretty much was with also the love story. Mm-hmm. But I got it, ended up missing the amount of vacations I've missed in the last 10 years is actually quite hilarious. And that was the first one. We had a vacation planned. I got this part, role of Clark. And I had never heard of the series before, but they told me a lot about it. And I got to meet a lot of people who are still with the channel, especially like, I remember one of the, we had a line producer there named Randy Pope, and Randy Pope is one of the main execs at Hallmark now. So we've seen a lot of people really grow with the network. It's definitely not just me. So, and that was, yeah, I think that was back in 2009, I believe. I think so. 2008, 2009, 2010. Yeah.
Let's see. They were released in 2011.
Okay. Maybe it was 2010.
Yeah. That makes sense. They filmed it. And so yeah, that must have been, so they just had an audition in LA area.
Yeah
Okay.
Yep. Oh. And then it was just another one like all the rest. So mm-hmm. And then that one led to the sequel, and then we got to do another one, and I don't know, it just kind of snowballed. I ended up doing one a year, and then just recently it's been two a year, and this past one I got to executive produce. We have another one. So, you know, hopefully it continues to get more and more, you know, to be able to grow with a network as they're also growing. Cause like, this is their 10th year they've done Countdown to Christmas. Now, I haven't done a Christmas movie every year since then, but I've been with them for 10 years now. So, you know, that's always been super sweet and nice that, I've gotten to ride with them and watch everybody grow like this.
Well, we just need to get you on one of these summer night movies so that you can like have a vacation while you make the movie.
Well,
yeah,
let's talk in a few months.
okay.
We may have something to talk about.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And hopefully this happens soon. I won't go too far into it, but I had an idea of a couple months ago, and I've been working on it for a while. And I have a good, you know, knock on wood, I have a feeling it's going to work out, but you never know. And if it does, it'll be a lot of fun.
Cool. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh.
My manager, and can I do that? Can I tell a super?
Yeah, please.
Oh yeah, sure.
My manager represented, Jason Segel at the time. And this was years ago, and uh-huh. he had come up with this story, and he was working on it with her. And this is what I was told, and he couldn't find a setting for it. He was going back and forth. And my manager asked him, she goes, well, it's going to be a pretty big production. Where do you want to spend the next, you know, 6 to 8 months, potentially even a year of your life? And he goes, Hawaii.
So smart,
she goes,
man.
We'll set it in Hawaii. And that is why Forgetting Sarah Marshall is set in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Smart.
That's
smart.
Yeah. Man. So, and I also have, one of my other good friends used to be Ben Stiller's assistant, and he would do projects based off of where they were located. So he can get a little relaxation and vacation in with his work. I mean, like, God, why not? That's super fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You can take the whole family along. I mean,
hey. No, I know.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm trying to get them to do a third installment of the Graceland movies and call it a Blue Hawaiian Honeymoon. And we'll get that rolling.
Yes.
Oh yeah. That'd be fun.
That would actually be brilliant.
Well, yeah. we kind of went over every single other aspect of Elvis possible. So the only thing we're missing is his love of the island. So why not go and we'll have a honeymoon?
That there sounds good go. To me. Blue Hawaiian baby.
I'm waiting on the phone call. Yeah.
Blue Hawaiian baby.
Well, see, everyone keeps going to the baby, like they're like baby at Grace, and I was like, you guys are skipping a step. Let's have the honeymoon first.
That's true. Honeymoon's more fun than a baby movie, honestly. So I'm with you.
Yeah, let's figure out first. Come on.
What's going to be the conflict, though? In a honeymoon, honeymoon is just so great. Like,
we had a great story for it. Oh gosh, you just catch me off guard. It was I haven't looked at it in a while, but we do have a full story for it, but nothing yet.
Well, it sounds like a good idea to me. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
But so you were on 90210 with Jessica Lowndes, and so that must have been fun to have gotten to reconnect.
It was a lot of fun. She actually had and you know, not to say that she wasn't completely credible from the get-go, but she kind of joked herself. She was like, "Oh, look, I'm going to be another person to say I've got a script," because that's what everyone in LA says. I got a script, and so many times they don't get made. So she came to me, "Hey, I have this script I'm working on." I said, "Okay, well, you know, great, good luck to you." About a year later, she called and said, "Hey, that script we were working on, I think it's going to happen. I think this was in January, and it may happen next month." And I said, "Great." Well, that turned into February, turned into March, turned into April, turned into May. And so I was like, well, I guess it's not happening. And then, man, she never took her foot off the gas. And, you know, a lot of times these things, they're so hard to get made just from concept to conception. But then, you know, she worked her butt off, and, you know, it ended up happening. So good for her. You know, she gets all the props for that. I was very happy to be a part of that. So she deserved it.
That's really cool. It's really cool. So Christmas cookies. We've had Jill.
Are delicious.
Yes. We've had Jill.
Wait, are you talking about the movie? Oh, okay.
The movie. Well, I have a question, related question. So we've had Jill on the podcast twice, and she, the first time.
Who's pregnant, by the way.
Yay. Yes, I know, we're so excited.
I'm so happy for her.
Anyway, pretty she cool. raved about you. She said that you were just the best. And so this is one, I think this is your first Christmas movie. I think.
Yes, that one was.
Yeah. Yep. So I guess what would, that must have been a fun, first of all, that must have been a fun movie to shoot with such a fun cast, but also, how many cookies did you end up eating while making the movie?
So if you know, the viewers and fans aren't too familiar with, you know, how shooting works, you know, I mean, we shoot for weeks and weeks and weeks to make a movie that lasts, you know, less than 90 minutes. I think it's actually like 86. So, you know, if you choose to start a scene and you take a bite, well, you will take another bite about 50 times from different angles. Gosh. So, you know, we had one in this last movie where, and check into Christmas, where I was finding some humor taking some bites of food, and the director asked me, he's like, "Are you sure you want to do that? Because lunch is in an hour and you're going to be full." And I was like, "Look, I'll take one for the team." So we did it. And so, yes, I didn't eat as many as you probably would have thought. I'm not the biggest sweets fan. I like it, but I don't like eat a lot of it. But a lot of people did. Jill ate a ton.
She told us.
A ton. It was actually embarrassing how much she ate. No, I'm kidding. No, but that was my first Christmas movie, and I'm actually coming in to do this podcast from hanging Christmas lights on my house now. So I've always been a big fan of it, and then I had done, I think it was seven Hallmark films, and I'd never done a Christmas one. And you know, people were asking me what's going on. I was like, hey, I don't cast them. I'm lucky enough to be a part of them. And they finally cast it. So that was a really neat thing for me to actually go and get to experience shooting a Christmas film. And so they were a blast. They are as much fun to make as people would imagine them to be.
That's good. I thought they didn't do very many takes on these movies.
They do. You know, that all depends. It all depends on the directors. Some want a lot, and they want to cover all the angles. And some are, you know, they do it, you know, at least two or three, and then they can move on from there. But you know, they'll do a big master, and they'll go in for close ups, and then they'll do a few different angles, and then you know. But by the time you're done, you've done, I don't know, 15, 20 takes for one scene, and then you know, hopefully you're moving on. Because they're super fast. I know Check Into Christmas was shot in a very ambitious 13 days.
Wow.
And you know, that's way tougher on the crew than it is us, because you know, they're there before we get there, they're there after we leave, so you know, they got to get their sleep too, so it's tough to shoot them that quickly, but it's also a lot of fun too.
And they learn how to like sleepwalk effectively, I think.
Yeah, but you know, some of the crews that we've been using, like you know, in Utah and Canada and everywhere else, they're so good now. They've always been good, but like some of them are just, they're like well-oiled machines. They've been together for a long time. They know each other. They're all friends. So and they just work really well. Not all the time, but most of the time.
But at least they don't have to be wearing all the winter coats and stuff in the summer.
Oh my
like gosh, the actors have.
That is very, very, very true.
Yeah.
The Jill one wasn't so bad. The one with Jill wasn't so bad because that was shot. Christmas Cookies was actually shot on a blueberry farm outside of Fort Langley, British Columbia. So, you know, it wasn't too bad, nor was this past one, but the Grayson one was. That was hot. That was 90 some odd 100 degrees in July wearing layers.
Yes. Oh, that's miserable.
Are they like fanning you off in between takes and stuff like that?
100%. And by the way, it's really not fanning off to keep cool. It's fanning off so if you know, any make, like for instance, like with Kelly, her makeup would start just like melting off. You know, so, and that's why like a lot of the guys get makeup for glare and stuff, but you know, you get hot enough that stuff starts to come down your face and it starts to glisten like a beacon of light. So they try to keep you cooled down for those purposes too.
Okay.
So we'd like to take a second from our interview with Wes and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are the good folks over at Skylight Frame. And right now you can get a special holiday offer. You can get $10 off your first purchase, Skylight Frame, when you go to skylightframe.com and enter Hallmark. So not Hallmarkies, but Hallmark. And so $10 off your purchase. You go to Skylight Frame, SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, code Hallmark. What's special about Skylight Frame is it's a digital frame, which we've seen those for a long time, but what's really cool is that you can easily upload. You don't have to be connected to anything, and people can send images to your frame just using their email and their phones. And so it could be really fun. You could be watching your frame and surprise a picture from your family member, from your friends, whatever will just appear. And I think especially for a gift, I think it would make a great wedding gift. It certainly makes a great Christmas gift. It's just a really fun little product. And I know you've gotten to hear quite a bit about Skylight Frame, and what do you think about it?
I think it's great because you can just easily just send the photos right to this frame. And so you don't have to connect with USB or anything. Yeah. You just send it right there. And so if you took something, you know, on your vacation that when you get back, you can just email it right to the frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very convenient.
And right now you can get $10 off your purchase of a skylight frame. Go to skylightframe.com, enter code Hallmark, and you'll get, like I said, $10 off your purchase. Go to skylightframe.com, SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, promo code Hallmark. But so Christmas in Mississippi must have been nice though, because it's like actually in a warm place. That's very unusual for
it was, but again, that one was shot in the that was by far the hottest one. That was hotter than Graceland.
Oh my gosh!
But weren't you just wearing normal? You wouldn't have to be all bundled up though, right?
We did for a bit, you know, I mean, cause I'm from Louisiana, you know, right next door. Christmas can be warm and it can also be absolutely freezing. We have definitely had both. So no, we definitely had a lot of, unlike the Hallmark films, I think Lifetime tends to, they've branched. I don't know a whole lot about, that's the only one I've done, but, you know, they'll do some that aren't so bundled up and aren't all about snow. So in Mississippi, you know, we had some really hot nights, really warm days, a lot of t-shirt scenes. And then we have a lot where, you know, we're in jackets also. So that was a little bit of a mixture, but yeah, that was in Gulfport, Mississippi. And that was in August too, when you're talking about some serious heat, humidity, rain. It rains a lot down there in the summer.
Yeah. I think that one's actually a little underrated. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a sweet little movie. I mean, I love Faith Ford. She's one of my favorites, and I like you, and I like Janet Kramer. Just a really fun cast.
Yeah, Faith is from, she's from Louisiana also. She lives there. Yeah. She lives back there now.
Mm, that's nice. Cool. So Under the Autumn Moon, was that fun to kind of be a cowboy in a movie?
Well, Not really. We didn't do a whole lot of cowboy thing. That was a little confusion right there. They at the beginning they didn't really want any cowboy hats. So it was a little bit of a curveball. So this was my first time to Winnipeg. And it was really neat going up there. I always love going someplace I've never been before. You know, whether it's a beautiful place where it's not, I love going to experience something I've never done before. So that crew, that part of Canada, I've always loved going to Canada. That was a really fun deal for me. I did get to, you know, work with horses again. I've been very blessed to get to do a lot of features with horses in them. I ride in real life. I love to ride. So that was another one where we got to have a lot of fun doing that.
You have to learn? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that is actually my favorite movie that you have done with Hallmark. I just loved you and Lindy's chemistry in the background. Yeah, so Lindy's, beautiful. It's great.
Lindy's super fun, man. She's really great.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, nice. She's fun.
Did you have to learn how to lasso for that scene where you lasso her?
I was supposed to, and I never got very good at it. That is so much harder than I thought. It's like when they were doing the fake, you know, not the fake lassoing, but like the tricks and stuff. I can rope decent, but lasso, doing all the tricks and stuff like that, that is so much harder than I should have been learning how to do that months beforehand. So I give credits to the guys who do that, because they make it look easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, did you have hay just everywhere in that hay battle scene? Absolutely. I mean, Lindy must have had
it all down her shirt and everywhere
in her hair and everywhere.
Yeah, no, I actually messed up a few of those on purpose just so I could do it again.
And she's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yes.
That's funny.
That's exactly how that happens.
Yeah, that was a super cute scene. I really like that. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was another one where the director told me to like toss some flour on her, and I was like, you know what? It's like they can't fire me now, so I'll get her one good time just for me.
Uh-huh.
And, so she had to go. She had to go change after the first one. So that was kind of fun.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
She's like, what did I sign up for?
I keep things light on the set.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you never know what they're going to take, you know? So a lot of the stuff, Hallmark's been great about allowing us to in all the films, like, you know, rewrite scenes that we feel are a little more tapered to our characters, or we find humor in places that maybe there wasn't before. So they really allowed us to explore, and not everyone does that. Some are super strict on, you say the words that we write and that's how it goes. But this network really allows you to play and have fun. And I wish that was the way it is all the time, but it's with these guys, so that's great. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. So then you have the Christmas at Graceland, and well, just the Graceland movies, both of them. And yeah, had you been to Graceland before making movies?
Driving through it. We drove across country. I've driven across the country actually a few times. And one, we were driving through, and we literally stopped and looked over the fence, and that was it. And we kept on going. But that was my one and only time in Memphis seeing the mansion. And then, but we didn't get to tour it. We didn't go inside it or anything. So when my character went into it for the first time, I went into it for the first time.
Ooh. Was that fun to kind of help mentor or help Kelly into the Hallmark family?
Well, oh yeah. I mean, I didn't know how that had come about, but I mean, I didn't have to do much to, you know, get her ready for the whole Graceland deal. You know, she is always already obviously a very accomplished musician, as is her husband. And I got to meet a lot of their people that they
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Out with, and so I mean, she just jumped right into it. We met, we started, and that was that.
Yeah, did you enjoy working with her and everybody on that cast?
Yeah, that whole deal was a blast. And I mean this with all due respect to all other productions out there, but I told Kelly, I said, if you had a good experience and you continue this, I said, this isn't a normal shoot. You know, it was like, we had so many of the execs there. It was quite a little bit bigger budget than some of the other ones. And it was a real family environment that, I probably walked away with more friends and buddies from that one than anyone I'd ever done. And not that anyone, the other ones are bad. This one was just super, super special. A lot of attention to detail. You know, I've talked to one of my good friends who's an exec there. She's back there right now in Memphis for the premiere for that one. You know, so we had a big premiere, a big world screening for it. We had musicians come and play for it. So that just doesn't happen with all of them. So yeah. It was a really, really special deal.
That's really special. And Wes, I have to tell you, I was at the wedding at Graceland, the fan event. My mom and I actually got to briefly meet you at the dance party.
Nice.
And so being a star at the event, how was that? Did you enjoy the event, or how was it for you?
I did enjoy the event. You know, I think that was the first one that they had put on as Hallmark to kind of test the waters. I had an absolute blast, you know, getting to meet all the people who, you know, if it wasn't for them, the network wouldn't do well. I wouldn't be able to do what I do for a living. Especially with, you know, in regards to the Hallmark Channel. So, I had a blast. It was fun getting to meet everyone and listen to their stories. And then, you know, to really go beyond that, I think another way to look at it is that, like, we do get invited to people's homes and become a part of their traditions and stuff. And then to have people tell us, like, this movie meant this to us, and you can see the sincerity in their face mm-hmm. when they're telling these stories. Yeah. I mean, I remember one lady had told me that, you know, her husband had just passed, and that, like, that was their jam, is that, you know, Friday nights, Saturday nights, and then when Christmas came, like, that watching Hallmark movies was their thing. And then after he had passed, you know, like I guess it was very bittersweet for her to be there. This gentleman was supposed to come to this event, and he didn't make it. So it's just, and I could just see how sad and happy she was, you know, very conflicting at the same exact time. So if we can play a little part in people's lives like that, I think that's pretty special.
Oh yeah, that's super special. There was one story that I think that the podcast listeners might like that you told at that event. It was the one where you were driving across the country and you didn't have your stuff. And so you only had a certain type of attire. And could you just tell that? I think they'll get a kick out of that.
Yeah. So if you check out, like, Instagram stuff, I do have quite the collection of Hawaiian shirts. It started when we were living on the East Coast. I just found a few that I liked. And I never really liked them because they were really giant, big, and baggy. And then I remember I was watching a rerun of Lost. Sorry, I'm segueing a bit, but I'll tell you why. And like Daniel Kim, the actor from Lost, was wearing these Hawaiian shirts that were like super cool and they were fitted to him. And I was like, I need to find a shirt like that. And then I found some. And then one of my buddies, he gave me a tip. He's like, you know what a great way to do with a suit is? He goes, just go and buy you a mid-range suit and then get it tailored to you. And so he said that will make, you know, the suit fit a lot better. And so I was like, I could probably do the same thing with Hawaiian shirts. So, here's the story, and it's why it's translated, is that we were driving back. We actually just moved back. We're going from the East Coast back to Los Angeles, and we were gonna do it in about 9 days. It was in July. It was super hot. So I was like, listen, for this road trip, I'm gonna be pretty comfortable. So I literally just packed like shorts, flip-flops, Hawaiian shirts, and that was pretty much it. Everything else that I owned was in a van moving or in an 18-wheeler moving across the country. So we did our road trip in 9 days, had a fantastic time. We got back to Los Angeles, and I was scheduled to leave to go to Memphis to start Christmas at Graceland in 3 days. Well, we were supposed to arrive the exact same time the moving truck was there, and they called and said they were going to be 1 week late.
That's crazy.
All I had in my possession was Hawaiian shirts, shorts, and a few jeans. So I was like, well, I'm not going to go. I don't like to shop anyway, but I'm not going to go buy a new wardrobe just to go to Memphis. So I didn't really say anything, and about a week and a half into shooting, I had gone down to meet the Kelly and the director down at the lobby, and from wardrobe I had on a white t-shirt, and I walked down there and they're like, whoa, he does own something that's not Hawaiian. And I was like, oh yeah, well, so I told the story, and they were like, dude, we just thought that was your thing. Like, that was like,
oh, pretty, that's so funny.
Super neat. And then he segues, like, you know, a lot of people, like, that was their thing. And he started naming all these people that I was like, oh, okay. So that is kind of a thing. I have a buddy of mine who works at a JPL, and every, you know, NASA, which is not actually that far from my house. And every Friday they wear Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of got a thing, but I don't know. It kind of slowly became my thing. And I stuck with it. So, nice. You know, like half my wardrobe's, you know, and it makes you feel good too. You know, like how can you be angry wearing a Hawaiian shirt? You know,
that's true. That's true.
Well, maybe started, it was your.
I've started to theme them though. Like, now, yeah. I've got some Halloween Hawaiian shirts. I've definitely got some Christmas Hawaiian shirts.
Maybe it's your subtle attempt at trying to get the movie in Hawaii.
There's nothing subtle about it.
They all
are well aware.
I just thought it was so funny because it's like you're shooting a Christmas movie and every day you show up, you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It's just hilarious. I don't know why.
No, absolutely. And then when we had our sequel picked up, Wedding at Graceland, I actually brought all the Hawaiian shirts back because I felt it was expected of me at this point. So
that's true. It probably was. So
yeah. It's on brand.
It's on brand for me now. Yeah, there we go.
We'd like to take a second for our interview with Wes and talk about our second sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are Glamour Jewelry Box. With Glamour Jewelry Box right now, you can get $5 off your first month subscription. Go to glamourjewelrybox.com, use code HOMEMARKIES during checkout. And with Glamour Jewelry Box, every month you get a bracelet, a necklace, and a pair of earrings. And they really try to keep it affordable and also something that's unique, something you're not going to see everyone wearing. And I was really impressed with the quality, and it's just really cute. And I think it's a great way to kind of stand out from the crowd. And I don't know, Whitney, what do you think about this idea of sort of the subscription jewelry box?
I really like it. I can have a really hard time finding jewelry, especially that I feel like matches each other if I'm going to a wedding or a certain mm-hmm. event. So I like that it all comes together with the earrings and the necklace and the three pieces. I think it's a really great idea.
Yes. So yes, you can get right now $5 off your first month subscription. Go to glamourjewelrybox.com, use code HOMEMARKIES during checkout. About this new movie, Check Into Christmas. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it and your character in the movie?
Trying to think if I brought Hawaiian shirts there, and I did. Actually, the first day on set, I think Rachel posted something with me and her, and it said Mele Kaliki Maka.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, what was your question?
No, I was just saying, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the movie and your character?
It's a two families that have been, you know, these two families, they have been feuding for almost four generations, over 100 years, over these two inns. And, you know, it goes into detail in the movie on how it started. And that's part of the conflict. It's a he said, she said. So, you know, another giant corporation is coming in. And so they're either going to join forces and figure out how to make this work or not. And kind of some of the humorous parts is that Rachel and I think that this whole thing is completely ridiculous. But they take it extremely serious. But we've always thought, you know, from the get-go, it's pretty silly that they've been fighting over something that has been going on for, you know, over a century. She's often, it's a small town in Colorado, although we shot this in Utah, and, you know, she's in New York and comes back. I've still never left, and, you know, we're kind of rekindling things, and she's thinking about, does she stay or does she go?
Where in Utah were you?
We are in and around probably, I would say, six or seven small towns around Salt Lake City.
Nice. I'm from Utah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We were in, I'm trying to think of all the towns. You know, we had Park City. We were right uh-huh. next to for a while. We were in Ogden. And, you know, some towns up north.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the numbers.
Farmington, yeah, no, probably.
They were literally all, I would say, 20 to 40 minutes in all directions outside of Salt Lake City. We stayed in Farmington.
Yep. I figured Farmington. Yeah. Well, so you probably drove right by my house multiple times.
Well, if you ever came to the outdoor mall in Farmington, you might have seen me, especially if it was a guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Keep an eye out for you next time. But that's really cool. Well, we're excited about it. I mean, they must be really hurting for tourists in Colorado if they can maintain this kind of feud.
Yeah, no, I know. But it was a lot of fun. You know, we had Richard Karn, who was actually in Mississippi, Christmas in Mississippi.
Oh, that's right.
I had first met him down there, and, you know, I was always a Home Improvement was one of my favorite shows growing up. And so it was so much fun to see I actually found out he was on it because I had gotten an email letting me know the pickup times in Utah, and it said Wes Brown, Rachel Boston's number one. Rachel Boston, Wes Brown, and Richard Karn. And so I didn't even know he was doing this. So I sent him a text, and I was super happy he was a part of it. They did a great job putting these families together. They did a really good job with casting.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it for sure. Yeah,
it looks super cute in the preview.
Well, we had a lot of fun shooting it, and it was 13 days. There still wasn't any snow there, so that crew they were hustling to get this thing hopefully looking as good as I hope it looks.
Yeah. So we like to end our interviews with what we call silly questions. They're just kind of fun. And you're going to get the holiday edition silly questions.
I'm very, very serious. I'm not very silly at all.
All right. Let's do this.
We can tell. What is your favorite holiday drink?
Holiday drink. Eggnog.
All right.
Okay.
With stuff in it.
I was going to say, with something special in it? Okay.
Spicy?
Yeah, then if not, you're just kind of like drinking cream, and that's gross.
Well, what's your special that you like to put in there? Rum or?
I do enjoy rum since I love going to like Hawaii and the island and stuff. I do enjoy the rum in there, though. It's kind of like when in Rome, though, because we've always lived in such warm weather places. Rum's always been kind of the drink of choice. Like, have you ever had a coquito?
No.
It's the Puerto Rican version of eggnog. That's super delicious. They use rum, but then like if I go back to my families and stuff, it's probably whiskey based. Mm-hmm. I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
Holiday cookie or treat. I don't really, my daughter's in the other room. I'm going to ask her what hers is.
Okay.
MB, what's your favorite holiday cookie and or treat? This is timed, by the way. She goes, it is. Okay.
definitely either sugar or chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
What is a sugar chocolate chip cookie? Sorry. I was like, well, of course chocolate chip cookies have sugar in them. If not, it would be a chocolate chip cracker.
And then favorite treat is probably going to...
I didn't know this would take this long. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
It's fine.
We'll go with candy canes. How about that?
Okay,
that's good. Okay, favorite Christmas song?
Wow.
Getting deep now.
We are getting deep. I'll tell you my what comes to mind is not a song, it's actually an album. Frank Sinatra's Christmas album is one of my all-time favorites. I kind of just play that guy on vinyl on repeat during December. So
okay, that's perfectly acceptable. Good choice.
There's too many to name, so I'll name the album.
Okay. Favorite Christmas movie.
Oh.
Christmas Vacation.
Okay. I need to watch that. Everyone keeps saying that. I've never seen it. So
I've never seen it.
What's another one?
Another really, really good one that we watch a lot.
Home Alone.
Home Alone, that's true. Ooh, there's one with Mark Paul Gosselaar called 12 Dates of Christmas.
I've seen that one.
That one's great. That one's
fantastic. That one's good. Yeah.
It's cute.
That's a fun one.
He and Amy Smart, really, really good. But Christmas Vacation, that's my number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the old school Christmas in Connecticut, also really good.
Yes, nobody has ever said that. And that movie is so good. It's really like the forebearer of Hallmark Christmas movies.
It's a great, great movie. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we should do a remake with Hallmark.
Yes.
Yeah, do it.
My respect for you just increased even more.
Based on this one movie.
Because nobody ever says it, but it's so good.
I've never seen that one either. So apparently I'm making a list of things I need to watch. Okay.
Well, listen, all right, well, hold on. I'll tell you right now. So let me grab something real quick. I have in my backyard, I have a little, we have a movie room in our backyard and we have movie posters in it. And every year, December, I change all of the movie posters in to Christmas. Oh. And I have them all in front of me. We have White Christmas, Miracle on 31st Street,
Elf,
Home Alone, The Grinch, It's a Wonderful Life, and Christmas in Connecticut. So there you go.
Nice. Wow, that's awesome.
Wow. You're just winning this interview, I think.
Yeah. Pass the test here.
It to where everyone has already hung up.
What is your favorite holiday tradition?
Generally speaking, probably I kind of go nuts with the lights, so I always kind of gear towards the lights, but you know, that when we did live on the East Coast, and if we ever lived there again, actually going and cutting a tree down, that was a lot of fun. We did that for the first time a few years ago. But I gotta be honest with you, our because I've said this before and I wanted to give kind of a non-generic answer, but we've done so many different things around the holidays that our tradition has kind of been to be non-traditional.
Okay.
In a sense. Mm-hmm. So although I completely get why people want to do the same exact thing year after year, and we do that too, by the way, but it's a lot of fun to go out and try new things, go to different places. So we'll go to different mountain towns. This year we're going to Colorado, and I've never taken them to Colorado in the wintertime before. So we do like to change it up every year and just try to do something a little bit different. We've discussed one year of doing a tropical themed Christmas. I don't know if that would be great or terrible. One of my buddies, he's from New York. He went to Hawaii for 2 weeks. And for Christmas, and he did not like it very much. So it's like, you know, you live and you learn, you try stuff, and we'll see.
Well, if you can put on your lifetime cap, then you can enjoy a tropical holiday. But if you're in Hallmark mode, you cannot.
Gotta be snow.
Yeah, like that's true.
In the first Christmas.
I've actually already pitched, last year I pitched a story about a Christmas down in the Florida Keys, and it was vetoed immediately.
That's true. Because like in the first Christmas in Evergreen, he's like always trying to get to Florida, and we're like, you're in Vermont, what's wrong with you?
And you know what, I do have to say that even though there are lots and lots of people that do have a warm Christmas in Southern California, Florida, Hawaii, you know, different parts of the world, there is something about turning on those movies and seeing snow and people bundled up and stuff. So I look, it was a shot in the dark, and it's all right. Win some, you lose some, but you gotta try. But I totally get this, the snow aspect. I totally get it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right. Most memorable Christmas gift.
Either given or received.
Yeah.
Most memorable. See, here's a problem. I'm going to answer this, and when we hang up, I'm going to think of a better one.
Yeah, probably.
You're thinking of, like, did you have a Red Ryder BB gun kind of moment as a kid, like something you really wanted?
God. Oh, you talking about as a kid? I thought I was thinking about.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think of.
Yeah, it could be now or a kid.
I did get a. This was about 10 years ago when I started the whole putting up a lot of lights thing. I got a completely authentic Chicago Blackhawks Clark Griswold jersey.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
But like not like the knockoff, like the quality, like the players wear. And I actually have that one hanging up. That hangs up year round. That was a good one. Kid, ours were pretty traditional, you know. I remember I got a tree house was a really big one year.
Yeah. That's a good
one. Wasn't really a tree house because it wasn't in a tree, but it was next to a tree. But
that's the dream. Right. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
All right. Scrooge or the Grinch?
What's your favorite?
Oh, I'm going to go Scrooge.
Right. Okay.
Very good.
Clear. I bet a lot of people say the Grinch, don't they?
It's yeah, about they equal, do. I would say, but we do quite a few Grinch.
But you know, the Scrooge, they're so much more widely searched with lots. You know, there's been animations. There's been, you know, tons of different varieties of Scrooge films, and the great Bill Murray Scrooge. That was fantastic too. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to go Scrooge.
All right.
Clear lights or colored lights?
Say again?
Clear or colored lights?
It's funny you asked that because I was having this discussion yesterday. Yeah. So this year, we're going clear in the front yard and color in the backyard.
Oh, okay. Nice. I like it.
I get a lot of ideas off of the great Christmas light fight on ABC.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
So you're even decorating your backyard.
Well, that's the whole thing is that one of these guys last year said, you know, you don't look at your front yard, but you do look at your backyard. So why don't people decorate their backyard?
That's a good point.
It's a great point. And so I think we're going to do the backyard this year as well.
I like that. Okay, snowball fight or build a snowman?
Snowball fight.
Yeah. I was going to say, I cannot see you saying build a snowman. As much fun as you like to have, I can't see you passing up a snowball fight.
No, because my daughter and I, we built a snowman last year. And for those listening who have never built one, it can be insanely hard to get started.
It has to snow a lot. Like there has to be like a foot of snow. Like
it has to snow a lot. You have to have the right one. It's just, it's a lot of work. I'd rather just pelt someone in the face with a snowball. That's way more fun.
That's so funny you say that, because I was listening to this podcast the other day and they said the same thing. They're like, you've never built a snowman. It's so hard. Like, it's a good relationship test. Like, can you build a snowman together? Maybe you can make it work because it's that hard.
I would completely agree with that.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Well, good to know. Good way to test the relationship this winter. Yeah.
Maybe that's why Elsa didn't come out. She didn't want to build a snowman.
That's very true. Maybe that's why. You want
to build a snowman? No, I don't, actually.
Are you a good gift wrapper or not? You good at wrapping gifts?
I'm going to go with not, because last year I actually Instagrammed a story. If I get to a point where I'm not doing good, I just find the nearest staple gun and pop some staples in it, and then I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your ugliest sweater?
Christmas sweater. Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas sweater.
Don't go look in my closet right now. She's going to. I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet because I went in a few. Where did I go the other day? It was in some store. Man, they are just making some amazing ugly sweaters right now.
Yes,
truly fabulous. I think because back in the day, I think you really had to search for them. Now it's such a thing that I mean, they got lights up. So I would say I don't have it yet.
Okay. Well, what would it be? What is your vision of the perfect ugly sweater for you?
Well, right now I do have the elf onesie.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's fun.
Nice. That, well, if you saw me in it, that would be up for debate. But
well, I'm very.
It would just have to be pretty hideous, and then probably a woman size, because I think if it's going to be that ugly, it also can't fit you very well either. So.
Interesting. Okay.
I'll have to go really, really left field with this one.
Well, I'm very proud of you because you not only are in Hallmark movies, but you are like Mr. Christmas. It's very exciting.
We do enjoy it. And when we hang up, I got to go finish putting up stuff.
You got Christmas Connecticut poster. You're decorating. I mean, you're wrapping with staple gun. I mean, this is good.
That's just out of frustration. That's not Christmas spirit. That's sheerly, I can't do something correctly. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming on talking with us. This was really fun. And
anytime. Anytime.
All right. So do you have social media you'd like to share?
The only one I really use, I don't have Twitter. I have not been to my Facebook account in years, but I have an, Instagram, WesBrown225.
Great. Okay. Well, we'll have a link for that in the description. People can definitely want to follow you and all your Christmas fun and Hawaiian shirt fun.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be amazing. And when does your movie air? Tell everybody.
Tuesday, and this coming Tuesday, November 26th.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And it was a delight to talk with you.
Yes.
Anytime,
thank you so
guys.
Much.
Anytime.
Thanks. Well, Merry Christmas.
Bah humbug.